Huggy Bear. Hey, I want you to meet my new partner, David Starsky.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, nobody touches the bear.
Motherfucking building. Shitty claps. I don't know what the fuck's going on with him and shit. But hey, you know, we back in the motherfucking building. You know, access granted and shit. Y'all know what it is, who it is, how it is, and where the fuck it is. Motherfucking STS with Dub and the motherfucking Brown Bear. Special guest today filling in for Dub because Dub is not here. To my right,
you can call me B Rub. That's the two B's. B rub is booty rub. So I'm rubbing two butt cheeks and two breasts. Shout out to L Dub. Show you right.
AKA motherfucking authentic Dre's in the building and shit. You know, I don't want
B rub for right now,
nigga. B rub. This nigga's stupid, man. That's just hilarious as fuck, man. That's wild, nigga. That's wild. Hey, so fuck these claps, man. The motherfucking claps get the motherfucking Arnold and shit right now, man. I don't know what the fuck is going on with that shit, but, you know, fuck it, man. Hey, so, you know, we're going to rant and rave and shit. We're going to talk a little sports. First things first, though, we're going to get into it about some shit that I seen. It's a little old, and I got some catching up to do, but I just want to talk about it topic-wise and shit. And just to start the show off and piss motherfuckers off because I'm on some asshole shit. I was just randomly thought about this shit, like, yo, that's some bullshit. Hold on, let me go ahead and add to this and make it, you know, more relevant, more fucked up, more silly, more whatever the fucking shit.
Hell yeah.
And we basically just gonna jump in and talk about motherfuckers going on dates and paying and not paying and how that shit work out, you know what I'm saying? So we done all probably seen or heard about the shit that went viral. The old girl started filming my man and shit. So we gonna go ahead and listen to the whole thing. We gonna analyze this bitch for a minute. And I'm gonna go ahead and give my two cents. You know what I'm saying? B-Rub over here. He gonna pop in his as well, all right? So we're gonna start it off. We're gonna go ahead. So here's what happened with this shit.
All right, you guys.
Did you really come back with two separate checks?
Yeah, that's what I was asking you.
You're really gonna make me pay?
You gonna get some ass?
No.
Well, anyways, man, here
goes
two. She not gonna give
me
what?
No ass. Even the waiter was like, she
ain't
gonna
wait,
what?
Wait.
Are you...
I'm gonna pay the 15. At least they're a short kneecap.
F you.
See, that's your problem. You don't want to.
He's really making me pay, you guys.
Hey, how you doing? What?
You're f-ing taking me home. You're taking me home.
You got gas?
No.
You got some gas money?
Can't even rub the butt cheeks.
You wanna give that to the ride?
No. You're taking me home.
I think you heat up the food.
You said you can heat up the food and shit.
All right, you guys. He's not making me, he's making me pay for my food because I won't have sex with him. That's a sad shame. Look at this man. Don't ever go out with him. Don't give him your number. Just run.
So I'm going to cut it right there because it goes into some other shit as well. So first and foremost, man, I don't even know where to start with this shit. First and foremost, let's get to the bill. Because if you've seen the video, they talk about the bill or they show the bill. And here's the killer part. See, I can't even just go straight on her without going in on my man at the same time. Because I want to go in on my man, too. Only because him in particular, you know what I'm saying? This motherfucker was wild. But so here's the thing, man, that y'all got to remember. And actually, before I pull up the counter to that shit, I am going to pull up the other one, Dre. Because that shit was fucking hilarious, too. And y'all got to remember, ladies out here, dudes ain't just, you know what I'm saying, out here for your casual just, oh, I'm hungry, let me go get some food out this nigga. And, you know what I'm saying, call it a day. Because, see, that's how motherfuckers end up with their shit fucked up. And, you know, she putting my man on blast and shit. But, man, you out here on that bullshit. Now, I'm saying that she out here on that bullshit because of this reason here. Dog, she fucked around and, excuse me, she ran up the bill. Basically, when you look at the bill, they brought it back. I don't know if y'all caught that or not. My man only had like $15 worth of shit. Now, we're not going to even touch the fact that they was at Applebee's on the first date. You know, that's, you know, saying whatever. But
I mean, that's basic.
That's basic as hell. But I mean, so here's the thing. I know some women will be like, you know, that's cheap. That's bullshit, blah, 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 blah. Never go Applebee's on the first date. Look, here's the thing. If we can't go to Applebee's on some cheap shit, what's it going to look like when we go to, you know, motherfucking Ocean Prime or some shit, or motherfucking Morton's or some shit, and go get a real ass meal. You know what I'm saying? Some shit that I'm going to drop a couple dollars on.
Now, is this the first date?
Yeah, this is their first date.
Oh, okay.
So, that's what I'm saying. So, you know what I'm saying? If we can't chill and be simple, like, first of all, me personally, now, I ain't in this, you know, this type of situation because I'm married, but me personally, just as a man, if we going out on the first date, it's going to be something simple. You know what I'm saying? It may not be Applebee's, but it could be, you know, it's still going to be something simple. It ain't going to be, you know, super extravagant, because why am I going to shoot my full shot on the first joint when knowing damn well that, you know, it's a good chance I'm probably not going to hit. I may or may not see this chick again. You know what I'm saying? Blase, blase, split. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you're trying to get to know somebody. This ain't just something you're trying to do just to fuck. You know what I'm saying? You probably, you know, out here looking for a chick. So that's first and foremost. But he bought like $15 worth of shit. She ran the bill up, and her bill alone was down to $50. It was like $42.45. It was like $42.74. And that's before you start talking about tips and all this other shit. So it's like, yo, you could look at it as my man being cheap, or you could also look at it as my man didn't notice she done ordered the surf and turf. She done ordered the, you know, an extra set of, you know, the mac and cheese or whatever the fuck else they got at Applebee's now and shit. And she just running up the tab. And at that point, it is like, okay.
That's because there was dinner and lunch for the next day.
Right, right. Taking home doggy bags to the kids and shit, or whoever the fuck at the crib and shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, so you done ran the bill up and doing all this old wild shit. What the fuck is going on here with this shit? Now, we're going to get to another one, too, because this shit was wild. And this one's even wilder.
But before you get to that
one. Oh, yeah, before we get to that one, of course.
Let me say this. Any first date I go out on, depends on where we're going, I can pretty generally know how much money I'm going to spend.
Exactly.
Before I even.
Exactly.
You say we going to Applebee's, or you say we going to Longhorn, or where was I just at? Mexican run, Armando's,
or something.
I pretty much know how much money I'm about to come off for two people.
Exactly.
It probably really wasn't about the money. I think it was more or less about, you know, the excessive food you're ordering when I know you're not about to eat all of that.
Right.
Like right now.
Right.
So you're saving for lunch to take to work with yourself the next day.
Right.
That's that bullshit, because now you're being greedy.
Arm blast motherfuckers.
Right.
And that's the thing too, Dre. It's like, okay, so
nope, B rub.
Yeah,
you gotta get it right.
I forgot you B rub right now.
Subbing in.
Oh, and sidebar too. Shout out to Old Nation. Them shitty ass claps, man. But shout out to Old Nation. You know what I'm saying? It's the drink of the day for the STS with Dub and the Brown Bear Show. Yeah, this shit is pretty nice, man. I wasn't here for the last episode when you and Dub popped this shit, man. But I fucks with these. This is on
point Michigan. Right here. Support your local breweries.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Motherfuckers.
Shit, we'll get you bugged.
With the shitty claps. But but yeah, so just getting back to the first one. So here's the thing about my mans, though. He a cheap ass nigga off the rip. All right, so I'm going to go, like I said, I'm going in on both. He a cheap-ass nigga off the rip. Now, first of all, here's my point when I go in on him as well to understand this. I get why a lot of dudes be on that old. They trying, you know, fucking on the first night shit, because when you look in the grand scheme of shit, when they're talking about going on a date, you typically, most dudes nowadays, you got to be fly as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Because you're trying to first impressions is, you know, the biggest. So you out here, you just spent, like, let's say you're getting a new outfit. Jeans ain't cheap. You go with even some cheap-ass Levi's, and I'm saying cheap because that's, you know, probably about some of the cheaper jeans you're going to get, and they like $50, $60 a pop. You know what I'm saying?
That depends where you at in your life.
True.
Only young motherfuckers go that far to try and press.
True, all day. But this a young ass motherfucker though.
That's
in
what I'm saying.
Depends
where you at.
But that's what I'm saying. So you trying to spend that. So you had already spent like some money on the pants. You got to have a nice ass shirt and shit. So you talking another $50, $60, $70 and shit. Hell, if you're going with polo, we talking about a $200 outfit, because the pants alone gonna run you $100. You know what I'm saying? So if you like rock and polo shit, you know, I'm also giving you the structure and the layers of, you know, broke niggas to, you know, rich niggas or, you know, spending, whatever. So you looking at, let's just say with the shoes, the gear and everything, you done spent like $300 just to come out the door looking fly. So you done spent $250, $300 just on your fit.
I spent 5 minutes to walk in my closet.
That's what I'm saying. But see, you know, you one of the niggas that's got all that shit, though, Dre. You know what I'm saying? You got a plethora of shit to pick.
My name is not, I am B-Rub.
B-Rub.
Man.
I can't, my bad, bro. I forgot you B-Rub.
Booty
today.
Rub, two breasts, two butt cheeks.
You rubbing them both.
I'm the alias. I'm the alter ego of L-Dub. I'm B-Rub.
The dangerous, ridiculous alter ego of L-Dub. Bruh. Hell nah. But my point is, like, chicks come out the house in like a $15 dress from Rainbow or some shit, and it still look good on them, and they ain't really got to spend too much of shit.
Hell no. Like, a woman can buy 8 outfits for the price of 1 pair of jeans
right,
for us.
Right, between Fashion Nova and Shein and all this other shit, you know, y'all get, you know, cheap-ass outfits like it ain't shit, you know what I'm saying? And y'all look good. Is what it is.
Can't wear them cheap-ass outfits.
Right. But the thing is, like I said, so it's like, and you expecting them to pay for everything and pay for dinner, and it's, okay, cool. But now I done came out damn near a guap just to go ahead and go on this first date. And it's not always about the money versus the ass, but you start looking at it and expecting things, and then dinner going good, and the next thing you know, you having a good time, and blah, blah, blah. And you're like, oh, it's about to go down. And she hits you with some old, nah, we ain't doing shit. You about to just take me back to the crib. Man, wait a minute.
Now I'm going to speak.
Hold the fuck on.
I'm going to say this being a trained professional that I am.
Speak on it.
See, what get lost in this is the pre-conversation before the date happens.
Yep. Touch
because
on it, bro.
I done talked to chicks on the phone or through video chat, mm-hmm. when they done basically done, I done video chatted with chicks where they titties out, they walk around the house naked. Like, you literally looking at all the stuff on the video
right,
chat.
Right.
So if y'all going to eat, if you already done put all the stuff in front of a dude,
you know,
he already right. thinking like,
it's in his mind, like, yo, I'm finna smash.
It's about to go down. It's you know what I'm saying? You know? So I think we got to look at, we don't know what happened pre-first date.
Exactly. But I'm assuming that just the way it went, then maybe she might have been talking good or some shit like that. Like that, I'm assuming. We just assuming in this because we don't know.
Smart,
you know what I'm saying? That, you know, maybe it sounded like that's why I was headed there and blah blah blah. But you know, these new niggas, they, you know.
Okay, so let me give the new niggas some advice. This is coming from your big bro, Booty Rug. What you do is when you meet a chick, I'm gonna give you the best rule. This is the best advice I could ever give.
Free game.
All these men out here, the young dudes, the old dudes who fuck up. No matter how much you talk to the woman, never bring up sex.
Never.
Because never. If the sex ever happens,
never.
It's going to be because she initiated it. So if y'all don't work out, she will never say that's all you was after because you never brought up the conversation.
Right.
If a woman brings the conversation up first, then it's free game.
Hey, and if your game's strong enough, you ain't got to bring up no motherfucking sex.
Right.
Because it's going to come anyway.
Just be on the lookout for my book.
That's crap. Hell yeah, baby. Hell yeah, Dre with the motherfucking B-Rub with the book and shit. Hell
B-Rub. Yeah.
And here's the killer part. Here's the kicker part, too. Now, we going to play the other one, because this one, that was just some real, you know, just a touch on shit. This the one here that's just totally out far left. This motherfucking broad has done lost her motherfucking mind. I'm on some more authentic Dre shit right now. This bitch is crazy.
Oh, let me take a sip.
This bitch is crazy. Listen to this dumbass shit here. Oh, snotty. Oh, wait.
I'm not paying for everybody pool. It's your birthday pool, but I'm not doing that. It's 18.
Why don't you gotta pay for all y'all food, though?
We're gonna pause it right there. This motherfucker just said, I'm not paying for your food. I know it's your birthday, but it's fucking 18 of y'all. Why the fuck am I gonna pay for 18 of y'all? Let's go back to it.
With member prices.
Hey, so hold on. Let's stop that right there. And well, that was the clip, though. So he not paying for 18 niggas or for 18 broads, and she calling him this motherfucker broke and saying, ain't nobody got time for no broke-ass niggas. Now, see, now that nigga right there, I don't care what nobody say, man. You can call me an asshole, call me a punk motherfucker, say I'm going far left, whatever, whatever. That nigga should be smashing at least 5 of them bitches. Fuck it. If I'm paying for everybody and I'm balling out like that, that's some old rich nigga shit right there. You know what I'm saying? Because them the type of niggas that do dumb shit like that. And I'm being funny when I'm saying he should be smashing five of the bras, but you get what I'm saying, Dre. Wait a minute. You expect me to come out, or you expect the dude to come out there and pay for the whole table just because it's your birthday? I get paying for you for your birthday because it's your motherfucking birthday. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be cool like that. You know what I'm saying? It's treating you. It's for your birthday, blah, blah, blah. But 18 motherfuckers?
As B-Rub scans his psychological matrix, I'm going to say this as best I can put it. Bitch, are you out your fucking rabbit ass mind? The fuck? I'm going to pay for 18 bitches that I don't even fucking know. And then you gonna call me motherfucking broke because I don't want to pay for 18 bitches?
No, that's
bitch. Where my cash at for your shit?
That's ridiculous, man.
Now all the bitches call you an Uber so you can get the fuck home. How about that? So what? He had a white tee on and he looked broke. I'm not paying for no 18 bitches.
Hey man, the funny thing is the richest motherfuckers look the brokest.
And that's how we gonna stay too. The brokest rich motherfuckers on the planet.
Right. It's like why I gotta be all super extravagant and do the whole extra. You know what I'm saying? Just to motherfucking, you know, get some attention from a woman. That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? But, but my rebuttal to that is, you know what I'm saying?
Down a minute. Let me tone it. Gotta come back down.
Hey, my rebuttal to that is, man, look, this is the wildest shit about it too, man.
Hello?
Motherfuckers don't realize the shit. This how the shit be going down too, man. This how the shit go down. This should be the response to all of that when all that shit goes down.
What's wrong?
Everything is wrong. I didn't come over here to hang with you and your girlfriends. I came over to fuck. All right? Look at me. No, seriously, look at me. Do I look like a person that came over to chill and hang out and want to be friends? No. You called me and said you wanted company. That means you want dick. All right? I didn't expect to be over here chilling with you and your fucking homegirl so we can play what? Parcheesi? Or we can play Phase 10? Or we can play Taboo? Or any other of those funky ass games?
Funky ass game. Friend?
No. I came to fuck. Came to fuck. I came to conquer the pussy. Look at me. I got on my
fucking pussy.
White t-shirt, ball shorts, socks, and flip-flops is at the door. That's my fuck me uniform. I drove 17 minutes to get here.
Amen to that, brother.
2 miles. You need to show me you ain't gonna show me the kind of courtesy and drop it low for a player? You ain't gonna bust it wide open for me? Are you fucking out of your mind?
Swallow it.
Fucking tonight? You gonna invite your friend over here and gonna tell her we ain't doing nothing? You lost your goddamn mind.
Your goddamn mind.
I didn't come for company. I came for pussy. I came to put my face in your ass. I came to put my face in the pussy. The only sound I really want to hear right now is.
Yum, yum. Yum, yum juice.
Stirring that mac and cheese.
I came here to slap your ass. I came here for.
Came for that wop. Whisper
inside your ear.
Came for that wop.
Pussy is this. I ain't come here to chill. I got better things to do in my life. If I want to chill, I could have chilled at home. So next time, look at me. Look at me.
Look at me.
Next time you think of me, next time you decide you want to ring my phone, you ring my phone for dick. You call for my balls to hit your walls. You call for your walls to be torn down like Jericho. You calling to get your back fucking broke. You ain't calling to hang. I'm out.
It's going to hang all right. Have your ass upside down, getting gutted like a fish.
Hey, shout out to my man Clint Coley, too, because that was a skit of his that he did a while back, man. Shout out to him, man, with the fucked up claps. But, you know, shout out to him.
Say the wop and the chop.
I came for it. Oh, my man said I came for the... Hey, but my point is with that, that's what's going to be the response. Y'all going to start getting this shit. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you can't just, you know what I'm saying, lead a motherfucker on and think shit, you know, that that's what that is. And that's the problem now. Like, you got too many motherfuckers that's out here on both ends of the spectrum. One nigga think he bought the fuck or he's supposed to fuck just because he took her out to dinner. No, nigga, that ain't always the case. Every chick ain't trying to fuck on the first night. So he was a clown ass nigga for doing that. And he ain't even come out the door fresh, the first nigga. This nigga had on some old rinky dink ass bullshit, you know, Walmart t-shirt on and shit with like some old Looney Tunes characters or some old bullshit and probably had on some bullshit ass shit. He looked
all gas station white teeth.
Right. He looked dirty as fuck. I'm talking about in the first video. My man, he ain't look like he shaved or trimmed up or had a cut. He wasn't fresh or none of that shit. So of course, yeah, at that point, baby girl probably is trying to just get the meal out. She seen the nigga. It's like Them videos you see a motherfucker on Tinder and shit. And then when you actually meet up a motherfucker, it's like, this ain't what you look like. What the fuck? And that's, you know what I'm saying? That's probably what happened with old girl. And so it's like, you got two motherfucking clowns out there just clowning in the motherfucking clown car. And y'all both, you know, fucking everything up for each other. And that's fucked up to me. You know what I'm saying? That was just my quick little rant on some bullshit.
Well, side note to that, all you bitches, stop hiding behind filters. Show yourself. Niggas should have to see your trio true self for the first time. When you about to spend some money, show who the fuck you are in the beginning. That's why niggas go wrong. Niggas don't video chat these
man,
hoes.
Man.
You video chat a bitch, she can't hide.
No, you fool. Hell no. Hey,
a bitch can hide behind a text message.
But I mean, hey, that's, you know, I don't know shit about it, but hey, from what I seen in videos and what my brothers tell me, that's the single ones. Hey, it's Dre, you know, B Rub no better than me. So, but yeah.
They don't call me Booty Rub for nothing. I got to make sure I see the two breasts and two butt cheeks.
Hell no.
On video.
Hell no, nah, man. That's just my rant on some bullshit and shout of, you know, the older days and shit and us going back to, you know, doing the thing. But
real life drama in this bitch.
Hell yeah. But just getting back to everything of how we do, you know what I'm saying? Just touching on some sports shit real quick too. And we're gonna probably touch on a little bit of music shit later too. But just to touch on some sports shit.
Before you go, if the hoes ain't swallowing, I ain't following.
Free game from B Rub. This nigga stupid, dog. Oh, shit. This is gonna be some wild shit, man. They might be trying to ban us too after this. Goddamn. We might be on some Nori shit, banned from TV.
Nah, we good.
But yeah, so digging into some sports shit, you know what I'm saying? Getting back to how we do for real, for real. We're gonna start with the Pistons because that's what's active right now. So, how you feel about the Pistons right now, man? I mean, let me get your input first, man.
Let me shout out my future baby mama. Night, whatever. Nice, Ivy. It's my future baby mama. She just don't know it yet. Two pumps, full blacks, pregnancy.
You stupid, dog.
But other than that, hey, I think the Pistons gonna be lit, man. Like I said, if they not, I think the bare minimum. For me personally, the bare minimum should be the play-in game. That's the bare minimum. Now, if something go wrong, injury here, injury there, they should be barely on the outside of the play-in game.
Yeah, man, I'm with you on that, and I think they're going to be just on the outside of it, and maybe in that 10th spot or 11th spot. I don't think they're going to be no higher than that. And the reason why I'm thinking that is because of the chemistry factor with all them being so young and so new. You know what I'm saying? I want to see how my man Ivy do play with Cade Cunningham. And play off him, and they slow him down a little bit to actually get into it. Because his first step and his drive is like
murder.
It's Grant Hill-esque. You know what I'm saying? Grant Hill had that first step to get to the rack, and it was over. And from what I'm seeing and hearing, my man got the same type of shit.
Shout out to Grant Hill.
Shout out to him. You know what I'm saying?
Best dribble he ever made is when he left Jada Pickett. You the man, Grant.
Wait. He dated Jada Pickett too?
Yes.
You didn't
stop
know that?
Stop it, no. He dated her. I think it was his second.
I'm a Grant Hill fan. Are you serious?
It was his second. It was either towards the end of his rookie season or the second year because
what?
She came out and said he was the only dude that she ever took home to meet her family. She's the only
what?
Dude that ever went home to meet her family. But Grant Hill got the fuck on. So
that nigga seen the crazy in her from the jump. But anyway, that's another.
Yeah, shout out to Grant Hill, man, my nigga.
That's another topic for another day. Oh, shit, damn.
Well, yeah, they're going to be good, man. Yeah, they're going to surprise a lot of people.
I think they are, and I think in the long run, we talking like, you know, 5 years, 10 years down the road, they're going to be one of them top five teams. You know what I'm saying? Especially depending on what happened with Kevin Durant, depending on where he get traded or whatever. And I think that's what's going to, you know, really cement that, too, because they core, like, so let's start looking at the top. Let's just say in 3 years, we ain't going to go to 4 or 5. Let's just say in 3 years, everybody at the top, their core stay the same. So let's say Jimmy Butler and Bam and them stay down in Miami. We're not even going to talk about, you know, if or if not KD there. But let's say with their little small core, right? Then you take Philly. Let's just say James Harden stay there. Now, of course, we're talking about 3 years later, so all these niggas going to be older.
They already older now. So.
Right, but I'm just saying they're going to be older.
Right.
So, but even still, look at their little core. Then you look at Milwaukee with their core. And you look at who else is in the East?
Boston.
You look at Boston with their core.
Now they'll be around longer.
They'll be around longer because they're younger. But let's just say everything stay intact. we still talking only about teams that got like two, maybe three players. You know what I'm saying? That's you know, on greatness level or on, you know, upper echelon type shit. You look at the depth of the Pistons at what they youth and what they got, dog. Justin, Cade, Ivy, and if Durant wind up being cold, which I think he is going to be, especially if he start getting a jumper, dog. That's three right there.
Sadiq Bey.
I was about to say. Then you're talking about Sadiq Bey, so that's technically four. And then in the development of Stewart, he probably going to be shooting threes now soon too.
So we talking second year.
That's what I'm saying. We talking about a team. That, and I'm stretching, but I'm just giving for the ideal of what it is. We talking about a team that could be like the 04 Pistons as far as the depth position-wise. You know what I'm saying? Having like a team of like four or five dudes that's just, you know, starters and killers. So it's like, man, I don't know, man. That's what I'm saying. Within that time frame, the Pistons might be one of them top three, four teams after a while.
I wouldn't put them in the same category as the 04 Pistons.
No. I'm not putting him in that. I'm just saying as far as like the 04 Pistons had, like, they could go five, six niggas deep on the bench that could be starters and, you know, and rotate. I'm saying the Pistons going to have that type of depth with them type of skill set players to do.
I'm going to say this now. Within, you figure, 4 years, KD will be gone, LeBron will be gone, Steph will be gone, Giannis will be entering his twilight.
In 4 years? You think Giannis is going to be in his twilight in 4 years?
How old is Giannis? 20?
He like 25 or something, or 24, 26. He ain't that old.
But I'm saying he'll be entering like...
He'll basically be like in his quote-unquote prime.
Yeah.
But so like, you ain't got niggas all yet. Steph might not be gone in 3-4 years, but he's definitely going to be on his decline on his way out for sure.
Yeah.
That's why I said three.
What I'm saying. Giannis is 27.
Okay. So we talk
4 years, he'll be 31.
So at 31, he's still going to be in his prime, though. He's going to be on the other side, but yeah, he's going to be at the back side of his prime.
Also think, like, LeBron is what, 34?
Nah, LeBron, shit, LeBron like 37.
No, LeBron like 34.
No.
Is he 37?
He like 30. If he ain't 37, he either turns 37 or 38, like in January or some shit. He ain't got but a few more years left.
But most people at that age start to decline, especially NBA players.
So exactly.
I'm saying in 4 years, if everything go the way I think it's going to go, Cade would be a top six player if his career go the way I think it's going to go.
I think so, too. At least top 10, that definitely. Yeah.
Jaden Ivey within 6 years would be a top 10 player.
You think so?
Yeah.
Wait. You think amongst the new crop?
Yes.
We talking about with the Boston niggas we just named, Giannis, the whole – both of them will be top 10 players.
I mean, if you look at Boston, to me, Jaylen Brown is better than Jason Tatum.
I agree.
If you look at the landscape – because you got to remember, KD would be gone, Steph would be gone. So you only really worry about Zion, which.
Right. Injury. That ain't a worry. Right.
John Morant.
Right. And he's going to be a problem, but still.
He's going to be up there in age.
Donovan Mitchell.
So, yeah, he got exposed. That's why he about to go to the Knicks. Donovan Mitchell ain't no winning player, so they not going to put him up there.
I don't know. He the truth.
Yeah, he the truth, but he don't play no defense. He the truth, he a true offensive player.
Yeah.
Defense is his kryptonite.
Hey, you can't say you wouldn't love to have him here, though.
Well, consider either him or Booker was supposed to be here.
Supposed to be here, yeah.
Fuck you, Stan Van Gundy. Wherever you at.
Punk ass Stan.
Fuck you.
Punk ass Stan.
Fuck you and Blake Griffin. Sons of bitches.
And Josh Smith.
Hey, he finally came off the books.
Finally. Like what, like the second year of Troy being in on the team or something like that, Troy being the GM. So, yeah, he finally came off the book. So, I mean, but, yeah, I don't know, man. I think they're going to be straight. We're going to see, only time will tell. But, yeah, man, I think easily they're going to be in the top five of the conference, you know what I'm saying, in about 3 years. And hopefully they get, you know, depending on what goes on with trades or whatever, because that's type of shit, man. A lot of motherfuckers don't like to come to Detroit, but we in this day and age of motherfuckers liking to win and win these titles. So let the Pistons be a team that's literally just a Dame, well, I ain't gonna say a Dame Lillard, but like just a one player away. You know what I'm saying? You look around and Chet Holmgren ain't done shit in Oklahoma City, and they're like, you know what? I think I could win in Detroit. I could be that last piece and put them over the top type of shit. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think he'll be that
guy. I'm just saying him, but just because that's the first name that popped in my head. But I'm just saying it'd be a player like that. You know what I'm saying?
I think they have him already, because I think the key to the Pistons is gonna be Isaiah Livers.
Why is that?
Because he'll come off the bench. Because if you look at the starting lineup,
Okay.
Star lineup's going, because if I'm a guesstimate, the star lineup is going to be Cade, Ivy, Bay, Bagley, and Durant.
So you don't think Stewart going to start no more?
No.
Mm.
So, because that's why he learned to shoot the three, because he's going to have to play the four. He's not going to play
true.
The center.
That's true.
So then your second unit will probably be Hayes, Stewart, Livers, Saban, Lee. Fuck it. We'll just throw one of the Boeheim motherfuckers.
Right, right. Whatever.
Or maybe they might keep that insignificant key motherfucker who I think is like bad.
Right. Or they pull a free agent or some shit or whatever. Okay.
Like,
okay.
I think Isaiah Livers is going to be the key. If that motherfucker played the way he played Summer League, played defense, they should be knocking on the play-in at least. Yeah, they might be a sacrificial lamb to Boston or somebody, but
right.
Yeah,
because I'm not even putting like Atlanta and Trae Young in the mix. Because honestly, I don't think he gonna stay there.
I think he is.
I don't think he is.
Just paid him.
Yeah, that don't mean shit. I think literally within the next 3 years, if they don't do shit and make no smoke, go further and do like they did last year and like you know make the conference final. If they not consistent with that, and I think they got lucky with that shit. If they not consistent with it, he gonna pull one of the moves and be like, all right, man, look, either we doing something or we out. I don't think he gonna pull a Dame Lillard and be like, man, I'm staying in the A.
Atlanta got lucky. Like Golden State got lucky last year.
You think they got lucky, Drew?
Yeah, they got lucky.
Okay, so I'm not a Golden State fan, but elaborate for everybody.
Because you got to think, when they played Memphis, my man got suspended for that game for the flagrant foul on Gary Payton II.
Right.
He got kicked out that game.
Right.
Suspended for the next game.
True.
John Morant didn't play the last three games.
That's true.
So they didn't really have to guard their best player.
That's true.
So, I mean, Dallas.
And he still gave up a game with John Morant out. So, okay.
So, yeah, I don't think they had to go through – they didn't have to go through the toughest to get there.
All day. And then Phoenix wasn't shit. You know, they showed their colors at that time. So, yeah.
Yeah, because everybody got to go through – somebody. Everybody need luck along the way.
All day.
I just had to look up something while you was talking about – when you said about Trae Young leaving.
Okay.
The – collective bargaining agreement ends after the 23-24 season.
Okay.
So that's 2 years from now.
Okay.
Because you know that's all they've been talking about is the limit. Motherfuckers telling them something, okay, I want to leave.
Right.
Because you don't like what's going on.
Right.
So by the time Trae Young decided, because I think he just re-signed like a three-year rookie extension
something
or whatever.
Something like that. And it put him in like 5 years or 4 years or something. Yeah.
Yeah. They about to cancel all that shit. Niggas ain't about to get mad and say, I'm out.
I don't know, man.
I guarantee you.
We gonna see, man.
I got $5 on the table right now. LeBron started that shit. The owner's about to take that shit back.
We gonna see, man. But I think they're gonna be top five, man, regardless. I do. You know what I'm saying? And pushing for shit. And you know, luck might get on their side and they hit a conference final or some shit like that. But as far as
fucking conference final, man, I want a ring.
Right.
What the hell? I want a conference final.
No, I'm just talking about in the next 3 to 5. You start talking a little longer once they get, you know, for real of age and like they late 20s and shit. You talking 10 years?
No, I could see them in the final. What's this? Cage year two, Ivy. I say in 3 years.
Okay.
I see it in 3 years.
Okay. That's what's up.
Yeah. What's up? I definitely see it in 3 years.
Shout out to 2/3 of the ladies being here. You know what I'm saying?
Huh? Huh? What?
Oh, it's just y'all two?
Okay,
well, shout out to the two ladies. Y'all kick Keon to the curb for today.
Be women.
I understand that. Building. You know, she ain't feeling well. It's all right. Get well, sis. Do what you do.
They about to shut this shit down and put dudes on blast.
Sometimes that's what they do, you know.
You know how Joy get down. Joy be that motherfuckers have it.
Joy be on there just telling motherfuckers what it is.
You know you my girl, Joy.
Hey, and before we get back to the rest of the sports, yeah, Joy, I wish you was here a little earlier. We was talking about this shit.
Oh.
About the dude, about the one time with the chick was videotaping the dude, how he didn't pay for dinner and shit and was trying to fuck.
Wait, what?
Uh-oh.
She said, wait, what? You ain't see that one? Okay, so I can't really turn to you because I don't want to fuck up with the mic. So it was a chick that was videotaping this dude. They was at Applebee's on their first date.
The same one.
We ain't getting into the full dynamics of that. I touched on that a little bit, whatever. And so she ran up the bill. My man seen it was coming, so he told the waiter to bring back 2 checks. So she filming it was like, you really gonna make me pay for dinner? And he was like, you gonna give me some ass? And she was like, no. He was like, well, you know, shit, how you getting home? And she was like, you taking me home. He was like, you got gas money? So it was just a wild ass fucking shit. And that, and there was another one that we played where this one chick was at, it was at her birthday party, and it's a table. It's like her and like 18 of her friends, and she called my man a broke ass nigga because he wasn't paying for the whole 18 of them motherfuckers and shit. Hey man, look, it's the shit.
Bitches.
Right.
You,
that's where the term bitches come from when dudes tend to use the shit. It's an outlier.
The shit was just wild. I had a little quick little moment because I'm sitting there thinking like, dog, that's crazy. You know, you just gotta see the whole video. I'll probably show it to you. I'll show you both in between shows and shit. But yeah, that man, that shit was just wild. So I had a moment that even as the married nigga was like, wait a minute, dog. Something ain't right in the game with this shit. Like, what the fuck is going, you know, it was just nuts, but yeah.
Second scenario, I can rock with. That first one, if you invited her out to dinner, first of all, that's your butt.
You said what? Hold on, wait. Hold on. Is you three or four? I think that's four over there. No, that's three. Pull that mic down real quick, Joe. I got you hot for a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Scenario two, 100% agree. He shouldn't have to pay for 18, and he ain't broke, because if you can't pay for 18, then why you got to pay for 18?
Right, why he got to pay for fucking 18?
Scenario one, if you asked me to dinner, that means to me that you're supposed to be paying for me. Mistake one, we went to Applebee's. I hate Applebee's. They have terrible food. The food never matches the picture. So if you ain't just going there for drinks, you going there to start your grave early.
For the record, I don't go to Applebee's either.
Them niggas should have went to Red Robin.
They could have went anywhere. They could have went to Famous Dave's. Right, and I hate Famous Dave's too. But on the list of what I prefer, I'll go to Famous Dave's.
Damn, what do you eat? Let's write that shit down.
Well, you know what? I just like regular good like tavern food, like bar food, or going, you know, upscale and stuff like, you know.
Shout out to the upscale wing dings for Joy, man. We're going to find some upscale wing dings for Joy.
Oh, yeah. Just so y'all know, when y'all recording and hear it, you know.
Well, I like chicken.
Anytime I hit the claps is tripping today. I don't know what the fuck's going on. They fucked up. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Because L-Dub ain't here, man. Right. All you got is B-Rug.
Right.
Down,
but,
I think he hold it down. Literally and figuratively.
Even when I hold it down, it don't. I don't know what the hell is wrong with that shit. It's tripping, but yeah.
But yeah, that was mistake one. But yeah, that's my guy. Now, if she invited him to dinner, that's something different.
Yeah, see, and that was the thing. We were just going off of what we saw.
Yeah.
You know, we don't know the full backstory. Like B-Rub over here was saying.
Right. It's B-Rub.
We don't
booty
know.
Booty rub, two butt cheeks, two breasts. I'm the alter ego of L-Dub, so.
Ain't nothing wrong with no good booty rub. So, good booty rub.
You know, we don't know what happened beforehand. We don't was he talking to her on the phone, or, you know, she sending nudes, or, you know, we don't know the backstory, so we just was going off of what we could see, but yeah.
I guarantee you it's a backstory.
Oh, it's definitely a backstory, you know.
Literally a backstory.
We'd love to hear that shit.
Bye.
But yeah.
Good night.
Back, right. Shots.
Backstory.
You probably met her like that. You know how how many chicks you can look on? Like, I can go on my social media right now. All in the rear, some chick bent over because they got hips in the ass. Then when a motherfucker come at them, you know the conversation came up on the phone before they even had something.
Right.
I'm going to say 7 out of 10 times people done had that conversation before they even went and got something to eat.
Especially if you ended up at Applebee's.
see, I would never go to Applebee's. So that's not first on my agenda.
At all.
Y'all get the Arnold's for that shit too, just because Joy says so. Hell no, but yeah, but that shit was just wild, man. I thought you was gonna be walking in for that shit. So I was like, we started a little late on purpose. Like, wait, yeah, they gonna walk in and have an input on this shit. This shit gonna be wild, but you know,
I had a little bit of a hangover.
I just laughed because everything y'all said, I agree with. So it was nothing more for me to say.
Write that shit down, man. Everything we said, Shayla agreed with it.
It's in the books. It's documented.
Now.
It's documented. Hell yeah.
The thing they wouldn't hear from my shit.
Oh, wait.
Probably was still taking a nap.
Right.
You had to go back and listen to my shit. My
went ham and burger.
Can't stand y'all.
I don't even know if y'all realized when y'all were talking about it, I was over there laughing so hard. Like, what? And then when I found out your alter ego, B-Dub, I said, what?
Oh, yeah, that's B-Rub. So I got two alter egos. I got, when Ryan ain't here, I'm Huggy Bear.
Huggy Bear.
And when Lance ain't here, I'm B-Rub instead of L-Dub.
I get it.
So I booty
like
rub.
It.
I rub on.
This nigga Dre's a fool, dog.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Hey, that's what you like. You do it. You know?
That's hilarious, man.
Try but just be myself, man.
That's
why I always say, the more you know. I always say that, right?
Write that shit down.
Hey, real quick. I'm gonna touch on the rest of the sports shit real, real quick, and then because they here, we just gonna just rant and be on some bullshit for like 10 minutes. Hey, so the Lions, like we talked about on your shit, real quick, they gonna suck.
5-12, baby.
They gonna suck, but hopefully, but I want them to suck because I want them to get a better quarterback for next year. That's number one.
I don't want that motherfucker from Alabama.
So I'm with it. Just suck. You know what I'm saying? Do what you do. The Tigers, they trying to do better. They starting to finally get some motherfuckers, but shit ain't gonna work out. They still gonna suck too.
Fire Vila.
Hey, A1, ASAP.
Fire that motherfucker right now. Fire that nigga yesterday.
Right, gotta do it.
Matter of fact, I go move the nigga out myself.
Right, I
for free.
For real. The Red Wings, you know, I ain't really no big hockey dude, but I got a feeling they're gonna be good in the next, you know, 3 to 5. They just, you know, behind the Pistons on some shit. So
Stevie,
you know,
did his shit, man.
Yeah, Stevie did his shit. Excuse me.
It's that old nation, man.
Hell yeah, it's that old nation. But just getting back to some banter and shit, man. Since y'all are here, okay. And Joy is the single woman. I like your input as well because you come up with some old no holes bar shit.
Brace yourself, folks.
You
know what I'm saying? Get real.
Just matter of fact. Okay, so this is what we gonna do. This is what we gonna do here.
Oh no, Shayla.
This is what we gonna do here. All right. Matter of fact, I'm gonna play it. And we gonna take it back. We gonna do a quick rewind because I just, you know.
Are they gonna be able to hear it?
We need our
earphones. Oh, that's right. Y'all need some headphones. Get some headphones real quick so we can plug y'all in and shit. I got the extension right here and shit.
Hurry up.
So we, no, that's right. It give me time to pull this shit up. It give me time to pull it up. So this is what we gonna do. I'm gonna pull this shit up.
Okay.
I'm gonna let you hear the first one. Matter of fact, I'm gonna let you hear both of them because they both kind of short. And then want your input. I want both the ladies' input on this shit, okay? So while I'm taking this quote unquote pregnant pause to pull this shit up, B-Rub, take over a little bit and talk a little bit of bullshit here real quick, you know, so we can
fuck these broke bitches. I am so tired of every time you see a video and the dude don't want to do shit, the first thing a chick want to do is shame him and call him broke. You know how dudes keep their money? By not spending it.
Can you get it?
Ridiculous. Like, I need all my money.
You might have to roll around some and pull
the mic. Like, there's levels to this. Why this ain't used like the extenders?
Wait. Okay, so that's the first one.
Yeah,
let's
man.
Go back.
Like, that's too far. Okay.
Hold on. Let me pull up the first one here.
Yeah, I'm just tired of dudes always being called broke. They don't want to do something.
All right, you ready? Here go the first one. Okay. Hold on.
Is that the extender thing?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. We got extenders here for y'all. Yeah, so pull one from there and this one right there. So that's what I meant to do. Yeah, so we
live and direct. We on the fly right here. That's how we do.
Plug her, yes. Yeah, on the fly shit here.
Another Deuce Crew production.
Let me reach around the mic here and plug
reach
this
around.
In.
Retch around.
Right,
reach
right.
Around.
With the reach around, retch around. That's, you know, let out.
B-Rub can relate.
All right.
Got to reach around.
Come is that good?
You rubbing all the hands.
You're supposed to. Every chance you get.
Is it in there all the way? It's not in there.
Yeah, sure. You appreciate
and
it.
Is
it
and in there all the way? I was going to text somebody and be like, you know what I really need right now?
Can you hear?
A hip rub and a boob rub.
Can you hear a little better now?
That's why you ain't touching.
You can hear?
Was it the right person?
You can't hear nothing?
You know what? It's the right and wrong
can you
person.
You better now?
I mean, I'm assuming it's the right person, but you don't want to come with that person. Yeah. Or something I know about that.
Because yeah.
You got to text the right person.
Facts.
Joy, can you hear us?
I can't hear nothing.
You can't hear? Why y'all can't hear nothing? Oh, there we go.
Is that it?
Oh, wait. I forgot to turn you up.
Okay, now I can hear.
I think I said Joy a friend request. She needs something.
I get the article for that. I ain't turned it down.
I thought we was cool. I thought we had a connection.
Did you send me a friend request?
I did.
Send it again.
On Facebook or Instagram?
Yeah, on Facebook, probably.
All right, wait. All right, so here we go.
It takes me forever to accept stuff, so send it again.
I felt it. I thought we had a connection.
We do.
All right, Joy, here we go. Here go the first one.
Okay.
All right, you guys.
Did you really come back with two separate checks?
Yeah, that's what I was asking you.
You're really going to make me...
Wait, just so you know, for context, this is the Applebee's one.
Okay. Problem one.
No.
Well, anyway. All right, let me rewind it because you missed the
text. She said no.
Wait, you got to hear why she said no. Hold on. I ain't even trying to hear my man's whole little intro for the little video and shit that the motherfucker put on it. Hold on.
This is called Brown Bear doing too much. Like, right?
Doing too damn much.
Here we go. Did you really come back with two separate checks?
Yeah, that's what I was asking you.
You're really gonna make me pay?
You gonna get some ass?
No.
Well, anyways, man, here go the two. She's not gonna give me what? No ass. That's crazy. What's
man,
up, wait.
Are you?
That's the waiter talking. Like she's not gonna give you what?
Man, if you don't go sit, man. F*** you.
See, that's your problem. You don't want to.
Oh.
That's your problem.
Yeah. He's really making me pay, you guys.
Hey, how'd you get home?
You're f***ing taking me home.
I wouldn't want to ride back home.
You're taking me home.
You got gas?
No.
You want to give that to the ride?
No. You're taking me home.
I think you heat up the food.
All right, you guys. He's not making me, he's making me pay for my food because I won't have sex with him.
I don't like the way her voice
That's
sounds.
That's a sad shame. Look at this man. Don't ever go out with him. Don't give him your number. Just
actually, just
run.
Listen to it again. Took me to another thing about when you're talking about the chicks that's on getting fluid out, but they ain't having sex with dudes, letting dudes fly them out. Right. Having sex.
See, I have a problem with that, too.
I mean, yeah, but the way, hearing it again, I guarantee you it's some stuff prior to that.
Prior to that.
Because you don't literally go into a first date meeting somebody thinking you about to fuck, not going to Applebee's.
Well, in fairness, as a single person, I've had some weird stuff happen to me. Where niggas do have, can I say nigga?
Yeah.
Where niggas do have this.
This is STS with Dub and the Brown Bear. You say what the fuck you want to. The niggas.
Why she look at me like, mama, is that okay?
Right.
I didn't have niggas have unrealistic expectations. I think a nigga just tried to pimp me a couple of days ago.
Right. What?
Real talk. I was sitting down minding my own goddamn business.
Damn.
Talking to a chick. I was at Snookers. Shout out to Snookers, the clubhouse.
Everybody knows your name.
Everybody does know my name. I'm minding my business. And he heard me say something about a birthday or something like that. And he's like, so what's your sign? I'm like, oh, here we go. I was like, I'm a Cancer season. And so we got to wrap it up.
We'll give y'all the class for that, you know.
My name is Larry.
Hey, I got to stay slow. We doing her birthday episode. I need y'all to pop.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, not to give you everything, because, I mean, it was a normal conversation until shit made a sharp left turn when it should stay straight. So we didn't talk about religion, kids. You know, he talked about how his mom passed from cancer. And I can relate to that because my mom is, thank God, she's doing better.
Right.
But okay, cool. Normal. Next thing you know, he says, so you a beautiful woman. I'm like, well, thank you. Appreciate it. He's like, so how many dudes you been with in like the last week or two? I'm like, I said, you mean like biblically or you mean like physically?
That was random as fuck.
He was like, I said, I don't have to answer that question, nigga. Like, what are you talking about, son? He's like, no, for real. I said, okay, fine, fuck it. Let's say three. He was like, okay, did you get any money from him? I'm like, get him. I said, what? No. For what?
Wow.
So then he was like, so you just got a wet ass then. I said, well, I got my nut. I hope they got theirs. The fuck are you talking about? So then he kept saying, he's like, but no, what you could have did, he's like, see, that's the problem. Had you thought about getting some money from this? I said, I'm not a trick.
That nigga was a super
shit. I don't like trick niggas. I'm not doing this shit. And so then he was like, no, he's like, because look how beautiful you are. He's like, and you young. I said, nigga, I am 39. He's like, but you still got beauty on your side. I looked at him, I said, brother. I said, let me explain something to you. What's not finna happen is I'm not about to be out here on no bullshit trying to get some money from no niggas. He's like, but you have a Bentley by now. I said, do you have one, sir? I said, and I can tell from your dental plan. I said, and from your dental plan, I can tell that the bitches that you run this stuff by, they must not be getting no money either because you still need braces.
Oh, Arnold ass nigga.
Did he have a pinky ring on?
No, this nigga had must. That's the problem. You can't be no gap tooth musty pimp.
Hey, shit out here for fucking aggravation, man.
I was so irritated. So then he was like, no, you won't give me your number. I said, for the fuck, where?
Right.
I'm not doing that. I looked, I said, you know what? You have a blessed day. And then I end up having to cuss another nigga out a couple of hours later because he on some fuck shit. Yes, I had sex with him. So what? It was a year ago. Get over it. You lied. I didn't know you had a girl. Anytime you showed up and I saw you with another girl, I was never hating. I'm just like, you know what? It ain't going to be what I thought it was going to be. So let me talk to other people. Now, when he see, now he want to be all up in my face on some weirdo shit. Talking about, oh, I see you got somebody else in here. Bitch, if you don't get the fuck out of my face and go tend to your company.
Your company.
Wait a minute. He said y'all already had sex. And this motherfucker still trying to do dumb shit.
Yeah, that's the problem that I really
have.
That's
why he got that arm.
So he was all in my face.
Be rubbed.
I ignored the dog shit. I've always ignored. Once I stopped, because I didn't even call him. Oh, no. Oh, I see. Because his girlfriend introduced herself to me, and I didn't know who she was, but she knew who I was. I have a problem with that. Because my biggest thing is, if you go just be honest and let me make whatever decision I want to make. If I want to fuck around with you knowing that you're not available, that's my decision.
Right, right.
But what I didn't like is don't be having no female know who she pronounced my name correctly. Mm. So that means you've had to either tell her about me. Something's going on because my name is not spelled traditionally kind of Joy. Everybody will call me Joey. I was around five hoes for you to walk up to me and say, hey, Joy, how you doing? And shake my hand. I did like this. Right. How you doing?
Right.
And then she's like, I'm whatever. I'm like, she's like, I'm such and such girlfriend. I snatched my hand back. I said, oh, okay, cool. I get a text message from that nigga a couple of days later talking about, are we still on for the double date? Because he was supposed to go out with me. And when I said, take your girl.
Right.
Because I never reached back out to him because I'm not about to be on no blowing up stuff. Because you know what? You're not my dude. We're not in a relationship. And I don't even want you to think that I'm actually mad. I'm more so insulted because don't be having nobody out here know who I am. Because she could have snuck me and I wouldn't know nothing about it.
Wouldn't know shit. Damn.
So,
toxicity, man.
To move forward, that dude got up in my face. The chick was like, you want some drink? He's like, yeah, put it on her tab, pointing at me. Because I wasn't giving him no attention. It's been a year.
Hell nah.
So I didn't say nothing. She was like, I'm not putting that on Joy's tab. He was like, no, I'll go ahead. And I heard him say it again. And I looked, I said, well, if it's poison, you can put it on my tab.
Hell nah.
So then he was like, what you say? I said, you heard what the fuck I said?
Hell nah. So he was like,
I heard you been talking lately. I said, so? I've said what I need to say about you. You a mark-ass nigga. Now what?
Hell nah.
But I've been saying that to your face, so what's
the
problem?
Hell nah, that's hilarious.
Then he stands up, walks up in my face. Now, this is the second time you done attempted some stupid stuff like that, because I tried to swing on you the first time, and somebody caught me. Mm. Now, you got a whole female with you. You still with your girl. Tend to your company. Stop paying attention to people that ain't paying attention to you.
That's that poly shit.
So then,
try to recruit.
He's trying to recruit. But I don't want it. The dick ain't that good to be out here sharing you. I'd rather just play with my rose.
Hell nah. Hell nah.
Yeah, shout out to the rose taking over the industry.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. See what I'm saying? The claps, they tripping, man. So here go the one with the 18 right here. This wild.
For one, I'm not paying for everybody's food. It's your birthday, cool, but I'm not doing that. It's 18.
Why don't you guys pay for all y'all food, though?
Everybody's.
Everybody.
18 friends. I'm finna leave you. You staying here with them or you coming with me?
Nobody wants a
broke
nigga.
Whoa,
bro!
Download the... Dog, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, it's 18 of y'all?
Now, first of all...
It's 18 of y'all.
And I don't have 18 friends.
And you see, like he said, like I said, it's your birthday.
I'll pay
cool.
for
you. But the rest of y'all? Like, what the fuck? My whole rant on some being a wild nigga shit was like, man, look, on some old hype-ass, you know, rich nigga shit, if I'm paying for 18 broads...
I'm sleeping with all 18.
See, look, I said five. So, see what you, even you came at it like, okay, look, this if that's
somebody
what
gotta do
down,
something. Somebody gotta suck a nut. Somebody thing. Gotta suck a dick. Somebody gotta rub a ball. Somebody gotta rub a bag.
I don't care how wild it sounds, but that's you know what I'm saying? That's nuts. That's
I feel
nuts.
Like she probably tried to make
18 of them.
She probably tried to say, yeah, I'm about to make this nigga pay.
What she thought was that he was a trick. So it was like, hey, girl, I got this dude wrapped around my finger. So if y'all come out and do it. But here's the thing. Even as a single woman, for me, if I want to do something with my girls, I do something on a separate night with them. Typically, they'll chip in and pay for my stuff.
Right.
Then I'll do something with the dude, so that way it's just me and you, one-on-one. That way I can be high and with my girls. Not saying I'm totally different, but I get to talk about other things and be a little bit, you know.
It's different.
It is a difference.
If we did do it all together, the number one thing, if I'm with my man, I know it's me and him.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody else going to pay their own thing.
Correct.
That's more so how I would look at it as well. Like it's
and
either
see,
or.
The way I look at it, I do my stupid shit with my girls on the day before my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
The day of my birthday, I'm hanging out with my dude. And then that way we can do like the sensible thing. Go to get a night, get dressed up nicely. Go to a nicer restaurant.
But wait, hold on. And it's the thing. You just said with your dude. This ain't even her dude.
That's my problem.
This is like a dude she talking to or
that's
trying to.
Is
nobody's her main dude either?
Nah. That's what
shout out to my man who refused to be a simp.
Facts. Because once you become a simp, a girl going to always know you as a simp and she going to keep using you as a simp.
That's
period.
It.
Sorry.
And that's all that you're going to get. And that's
she got embarrassed.
Yeah. That's the wild shit, dog. And it's on video, too.
And
I think it was like his homeboy. Though. He wasn't even the one videotaping it. It was like his homeboy was talking.
So do everybody got to tape shit? Because that was my other concern. Like, do you tape stuff? I wonder if people are starting to tape stuff because people be lying so much. But
part of me looks at it like
you own your phone the whole time.
The whole time.
You know, so how are you interacting? Like, even with the Crapplebees, you own your phone the whole time. You got it out to possibly record for. So that means you weren't engaging anyway.
Right.
So
or you decided, okay, so yeah, so the nigga decided you not fucking, so he not gonna pay. Okay. You decided you had to videotape that moment to show everybody or to talk about and this
to try to shame that nigga and try to
shame this nigga.
Right. I can see it that way, but I also look at it like this. Niggas out here just really want to take people to Applebee's for pussy.
Now, here was my.
I ain't gotta take nobody Applebee's.
Here was my counter to that. And not necessarily counter, but my thought on that. He could be a nigga like some people or like some dudes where he trying to feel it out first. Because if I can.
When you say feel it out, you mean like F E E L or F I L L?
Like feel like F E E L.
E E L. So eventually,
right.
I-L-L.
Right, okay. Right.
He on the ill.
Right. He basically trying to, and this is just what, I know he's not, but I'm just saying from this angle, if I can take you out to Applebee's and I can take you out to somewhere that's, you know, low rent bullshit, that's simple, it looks terrible, whatever, whatever, if I can go there and we have a good time, like we talked about before, I think on one of y'all shows, I think y'all did, I might have been here with it too, and it's a simple date or some, you know,
right.
Some whatever. And we have a good time and it's cool. All right, cool. So the next time we might be at Morton's. We might be at Ocean Prime. We might be at a, like, you know, somewhere more higher end or whatever, whatever. But if I know it's a good chance because I'm looking for the chick, you know, I'm out here dating. I'm not just looking for straight ass. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Why am I going to go out and just blow the whole wad and, you know, do the whole whoop knowing that, okay, we done went to Morton's. She done had the tomahawk, you know what I'm saying? So I done spent $300. And then this come around, you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, cool. This, that, and the third. Now, I know expectations are crazy and whatever, and it shouldn't be like that, but it is what it is. Let's just face the facts. We all adults, and let's, you know, understand that that's what it is. If you can feel her out and see that, okay, she ain't on some bullshit. She this, that, and the third. She cool. This somebody I can at least get to know, blah, 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 blah. I'll start going that extra mile. And then I'm going that extra mile, and then we can lead it up like kind of like in steps. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, Applebee's is some bullshit. You said even Longhorn to probably a step up. So let's go there next for the next one. And then blah, blah, blah. And then we work our way up by, you know, the fifth day or whatever.
Take me to Nicola's, or at least we can go to a nice bar and grill and have a good drink.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? But if we start out with some bullshit date, okay, what's she really about? So I ain't lost my money. I ain't lost it. Oh, and the caveat, the extra to that was, adding on to is, I kind of get his angle on that because you got to look at, y'all can go ahead and get some shit from Rainbow, Shein, Fashion Nova, whatever.
Hey, I want a whole Fashion Nova outfit. It is cute.
And you probably spent about $5 on the whole fucking thing. Well, you know what I'm saying? And that's cool. Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Lady. Forgive me.
30.
Crystal.
I know you're here for their show. You caught the tail end of the STS with Dub and the Brown Bear show. Yeah, and we get a little wild and a little raw. So if any of this language offends you, I am sorry. But we get some motherfucking into this shit.
I have on a 30-something dollar Fashion Nova outfit with the slides. You shut your mouth and you shut your trap.
But see, that's what I'm saying. So you just said a $30 outfit.
Yes.
So now my man, I ain't show you the video, but my man was looking like a straight bum, flat the fuck out. But my point is,
bum pussy get bum niggas.
Typically though, if you out here trying to holler at a chick, most dudes when they going out on a date, especially the first date, impressions are key.
Yes.
So I done out here on the cheap end, you know what I'm saying, you probably got a new fit. So let's say, you're on, like I said, on the cheap end, you went and got some Levi's, them $50, $60. You know what I'm saying? You got a nice little shirt or something, that's another $50 or $60. So you didn't spend $100 on your fit. We ain't even talking about the shoes. Right. Shoes that went, so you know, you're talking, you know, I'm a Jordan-ass nigga, but most niggas are Air Maxes or whatever, like, you know, B-Rub here or some shit. So we talking, you done walked out the door with $500, $600 in clothes and gear on and shit, and you about to go spend a grip to go eat and shit. So I done basically spent a band just to go out on a date with you. And you ain't paying for nothing. You still look good, but you done already spent, you know, saying, like you said, $30 on the cute outfit.
But you're not considering hair and nails that get done.
This is true.
You're not considering hair.
This is true.
You're not considering jewelry or makeup.
This is true. But that's
so with your clothes, yes, what you can make up and clothes. I may have to do that as far as my accessories, hairs, hygiene, all that stuff goes.
Oh,
so it's about the same because if you are a woman about your self-worth, no, I don't have to wear nothing Chanel and name brand for that.
The claps is broke, but we'll still get the claps for that, though. You know, yeah, you're right.
You don't
have
to be in everything name, because I can make something look
good. Right,
however, to have good maintenance, and not even high, because I'm not even talking about high maintenance women. I'm just talking about,
We're just talking in general. Right.
My hair is going to cost, like, especially if you got braids like this, you didn't spend at least, minimum, maybe $150,
$180. Yeah.
That's just on hair.
Yeah, that shit ain't cheap.
Jewelry, nails, all that stuff.
Style, not buying the hair on top of that.
Right. Yeah, now, if you got a good braider like I do, shout out to Chandra. The hair was already included. Good. So she took care of me. But broke
claps and all, but shout out to her.
But those are things. So your haircut ain't gonna compare it to my hairstyle.
Oh yeah, this is all day. But, you know, but I'm just looking at so
now even with first dates for me.
But even then,
because him talking about gas, I tell you this, the thing that she said that pissed me off as an individual. First dates for me, that means I don't really know you. Right. You know, so I'm not about to have you come to my house because I don't need you knowing where I stay.
And
if the date does go wrong, I want to get in my own car.
And that's why I
want to go do my own thing.
And that's why I got on both of them.
Because you're not gonna pick me up.
What the fuck is this, man?
Yeah,
like,
you're not about to pick me up, fella.
You know what I'm saying? The whole thing. But my thing was, because even when you add a bunch of that into it, like I said, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really understandable, like you said, going to the cheaper place. But now, like I said, when you go to Ocean Prime or Morton's, and what's the other joint that's
Prime
out
there? Prime,
yeah.
Prime, whatever.
Yeah, you go to some shit like that, or a Roof Chris or some shit like that, you're spending some money. You
absolutely
know what I'm saying? So now his investment is more. So you start looking at stuff like from a man's perspective, big quotes there and shit, with the, you know what I'm saying, as an investment to it, you're going to have a lot of niggas like that looking like, hey, so what's up?
But see, by the time that does happen,
that was hilarious though.
But by the time that does happen, typically with a girl, that means we've gotten a chance to know each other. Because see, exactly, for me, I am single. My biggest thing is I don't like when I hear dudes showboating too much. Mm-hmm. Oh, I got this. I didn't pay this. I'm wearing. Okay, well, congratulations, dog. Your breath still stinks. So you ain't spend $3 on toothpaste, but you got $1,000 worth of clothes and shoes on.
Right.
You know, or your personality ain't shit. So at this point, see, my biggest thing is, and this is what a lot of dudes do wrong, and this is how some of y'all get fucked over and caught up.
Hello.
The more that you keep talking about what you can do, and I bet you ain't never had this before, I bet you ain't never seen this, I got me a boat, you either are going to push a real woman away because it's like, okay, so that's what you think I'm about. So right now I'm not really interested in you, because even if I show a little bit of interest, you're going to make it seem like I owe you something, like you did something
right
for me.
Right.
I don't owe you shit. Or you're going to find the gold digging tramp that you've been looking for.
Right.
So
right
now she's going to use you for every...
Right.
And then when she don't have to give you ass, because I'll be fair, and when you are a pretty girl, you do tend to get away with a lot of stuff. That's why people will open up doors for you automatically and go out their way to make sure they can wait for you. Because if you are not an attractive woman, that door will shut in your face unless the man was raised right. Dudes will jump out their car to try.
He was on our episode, I pay for your car, our mm-hmm meal is paid, good night. Like,
yep. And see, I've left a date before because the dude was and I at least have my own car, because the most awkward feeling in the world is to have a bad date and now we have to stay in the car with each other and have that awkward moment of just
not talking.
I can't wait to get away from him so that I can go do what I want to do. Because I've called another dude on the date that I left somebody like, what you doing? Okay, let's link up. Let's go have a drink. Let's go do something. Because I'm out. I left a dude. He thought I was in the bathroom. I don't know what he thought happened. Because I looked and I said, well, you have a good night.
That was hilarious. I remember that story.
I paid for my drink, and I went on by my business and linked up with another dude.
Hey, shout out to L-Dub, too, for making these motherfucking zip ties tight as hell to undo this shit. Because good,
know that motherfucker professional as ever.
Go ahead, Crystal, right?
That's the IT in his ass, man.
That's why you didn't kind of caught the tail end or a little bit of what we was talking about. This is funny. This is my rebuttal. This is me being an asshole and being funny. But this is my rebuttal to that whole thing of how the dudes would feel or whatever and come back. You should be able to hear. Can you hear me talking through this? Mm-hmm. All right, so here.
Brace yourself.
Brace yourself. I like your shoes. Those are cute.
I know, right?
All right, here we go. Here we go.
I woke up
on things.
Everything is wrong. I didn't come over here to hang with you and your girlfriends. I came over to fuck, all right? Look at me. No, seriously, look at me. Do I look like a person that came over to chill and hang out and want to be friends? No. You called me and said you wanted company. That means you want dick, all right? I didn't expect to be over here chilling with you and your fucking homegirls so we can play what? Parcheesi? Or we can play Phase 10? Or we can play Taboo? Or any other of those funky-ass games with you and your funky-ass friends? No. I came to fuck. I came to fuck. I came to conquer the pussy. Look at me. I got on my fuck me uniform. White t-shirt, ball shorts, socks, and flip-flops is at the door. That's my fuck me uniform. I drove 17 minutes to get here, which is 8.2 miles. You need to show me the kind. You ain't going to show me the kind of courtesy and drop it low for a player? You ain't
going
to bust it wide open for me? Are you fucking out of your mind? We ain't fucking tonight. You going to invite your friend over here and going to tell her we ain't doing nothing? You lost your goddamn mind. All right? I didn't come for company. I came for pussy. I came to put my face in your ass. I came to put my face in the pussy. The only sound I really want to hear right now is... I came here to slap your ass. I came here for.
What the fuck?
I came here to whisper inside your ear.
Lord, he needs some lotion.
Is this? I ain't come here to chill. I got better things to do in my life. If I want to chill, I could have chilled at home.
That's fair.
So next time, look at me. Next time you think of me, next time you decide you want to ring my phone, you ring my phone for dick. You call for my balls to hit your walls. You calling for your walls to be torn down like Jericho. You calling to get your back fucking broke. You ain't calling to hang. I'm out.
Hey, what's his number?
First of all, shout out to Clint Coley, because that's one of his older skits. If y'all don't know who Clint Coley is, he's a comedian. Hey. And before he started blowing up on the comic circuit like that, he was doing skits on, you know, people do like different skits. Dude is hilarious.
What's his number?
I don't know.
I got to find it.
He on Facebook and Instagram.
No, because if he's talking about he want to eat ass and eat pussy. Shit.
But you got to accept his friend request.
I will accept that if I'm accepting booty requests.
Dog is a complete nut. But he's cool, though. He do keep it 100, though. You know what I'm saying? Shit that with dudes get out of pocket, he tell them too, like, dog, what the fuck is wrong?
I like what he said.
Dude cool as... Hey, but that's a Clint Coley. C-L-I-N-T-C-L-O-E-Y.
I'm gonna remember that.
He got it. If you look on YouTube, I'm plugging my man because that's my guy.
Yeah, he on my Facebook.
He used to do a skit through this one little comedy troupe called All Deaf, and through his own as well. And it was called If Men Told the Truth, and that's what that's one of them from.
Yeah.
And it's one of those ones where like he had a bunch of other ones. Like there was one where him and his girl. Now this was my one because this is me all day, just the way he cut up and shit. Where him and his girl went to go get something to eat from a restaurant. It was like a carryout place.
Mm-hmm.
And the dude behind the counter was getting all real flirty with his girl and shit. And he was like, man, first of all, go back. I came here to get the motherfucking food and shit and blah, blah, blah. You take your ass back there, scoop the mac and cheese and shit. And then she was like, well, babe, calm down. She was like, no, first of all, he ain't funny. You over here hyping the mother. And he died. The shit's hilarious the way he be talking about shit and going off on shit. But that was just my rebuttal being funny about the shit. Mm-hmm. What, you know, my man should have said and shit.
Which is everybody got funny. That's true with the t-shirt, the basketball shorts, and the flip-flop.
Right.
I done left the crib with the t-shirt, the basketball shorts, and the flip-flop. Like, it ain't no lies there. Like, I don't,
none.
Yeah.
Hell no.
Especially depending on what time of night it is, you know, you done took a shower.
Right.
You ain't about to be putting no full outfits on, you know what I'm saying?
Just to go over there to take them back off.
Yeah, especially if you know you ain't spending the night. You might as well be comfortable.
That's hilarious.
I know, right? You got your flip-flops, just slide
like, you know
in
what she calling
leave.
You for? You gonna get a bottle of water. You gonna chat it up for a minute. Y'all do what y'all do. She gonna look at you like, so you going home or know what you gonna do? You know what I'm saying? But
hell no.
At my point of view, I'm telling you exactly what's about to happen. Well, that was nice. I guess I'll see you tomorrow.
Right.
That's 3 minutes.
Shit is hilarious. Yeah, probably by a little less.
All right, so I'm gonna say this while y'all saying what y'all saying.
You know? Do what you do. Do what you do. B-Rub.
Put a little bow on this.
Oh gosh.
What's B-Rub stand for again?
Booty rub. No, R-U-B-B. Rub two breasts, two butt cheeks. I'm the alter ego of L Dub. So, yeah, like as far as date, man, you know, it's you know, me being a single man,
that is hilarious.
It's tears to this. You know, as an older single man, like I feel like any woman I meet, it's all about the conversation. We can talk on the phone,
mm-hmm.
We can video chat, mm-hmm. And do all that. We can go by the water and chat it up because no matter if you go to dinner. You go to the movies, no matter what you do, if you don't have meaningful conversations, you are not going to get to know that person.
Right.
Correct.
So where the product come in like me, we can go by the water, we can go fishing, we can go grab some brunch, we can keep it simple. Because I don't know if I like you or not.
Right.
I ain't about to go broke, realize I don't like you.
Right.
Now as time go on, you know, you might work your way up like, okay, we had a good first date. You know, you might want to show her something different, you know what I'm saying, on the next date. But see, you only learn that by finding out.
Exactly.
The type of person that they are.
And that was my whole point about, okay, we can go simple first and then work our way and stair-step it on.
But
up,
when you start, like I told a story, was it last week? Yeah, it was last week. I don't believe it was y'all's or mine when I was like, I met a chick on the dating site and she wanted me to take her to La Culture and I never heard of it at first.
I think that was on yours.
So I looked it up and I'm like, wait a minute.
Is that brunch spot?
Yeah, somewhere downtown, I think.
Okay.
I'm like, so you want me where I'm spending at the minimum, $150, probably close to $200. On somebody I don't know, that's the way you take your significant other or that's somebody you truly invested in or your wife. You don't take no random chick because she want to go.
Hey, and for the second video, I think that's where they was at. It was like some old high, because they was all dressed like they was dressed to the nines. The chick, the girls were anyway. They was dressed like, you know, bad as hell. So it's like, that's what I'm saying. You at a place like that, so and it's like the bill, so like damn near $500 to $600. He want me to pay for 18 of y'all, motherfucker.
Because again, if you are worth your salt, if y'all leave it up to us to say where would you like to go,
you set yourself up.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. See, so with some of y'all dudes that do that, what if that's something? Okay, prime example. I was at a bar, and the dude's like, "You beautiful, thanks, appreciate it." He was like, "Your next drink on me." Now I have been drinking 1738. I didn't pay for my own. So then when I said, "Oh, okay, cool," so that's when my girl looked at me. She's like, "Cause the bartender know I've been drinking," so she bought it to me. Told him how much it was like 18. He was like, "God damn!" I said, "You know what? Don't even worry about it. You don't even have to get it. Just get me a Modelo then."
Hey, see, now I wouldn't have did that because
say she like Norm at the bar.
No, see
yeah,
where
I am.
What she do?
I am.
But see, that's where if you drink, if I say the next drink is on me, if I say that, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm ready for it.
How much the drink costs?
Yeah, you ready for it?
When the product come in is when a dude say hurt the if a chick been drinking,
this bitch been drinking, and now all of a sudden she want
to
go.
All of a sudden she go to the toppest of the toppest shelf.
Right.
That's something probably $25 for a glass.
Yeah.
Now you being.
Now you're being
extra. Yes. Now, you being
now
extra. Yeah.
That part I agree with. So that's when, because I don't like doing that stuff either. So what I learned, air quote, to do is, well, I've been drinking 1738. Is that good with you? Because at the end of the day, if that's what I've been drinking, that means that's what I've been paying for.
Yes, I, if I ever said her next drink is on me, I don't care whatever she was drinking because I would anticipate her to drink whatever it is she'd been drinking.
Correct.
I'm not going to open my mouth and can't afford to pay for whatever it is. I won't even say it. Like, I'm not one of them dudes that's going to try to flaunt shit. I'm the dude that be in the back of the club and just look. All right, I'm out.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to flash shit.
That come from them back in the days was doing that, doing that one job, throwing motherfuckers
you know
it. Shit. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I don't know. I think if you talk to a woman long enough, A, they either going to expose themselves in the conversation, or B, they're going to intrigue you even more to where you want to make the effort. Because that's why you ask questions.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? What type of food you like? You know, the basics. You know, what type of food you like, what you like to do in your free time. You gather intel, the plan shit.
Right.
But then you get the, like we talked about before you shut it down.
That's that precursor to the thing. And we're going to shut it down right there just because so we don't run up too much time because we still, you know, got them to record and everything. First of all, like I said, we're going to close out the show. Thank you. Thank you, Joy. Thank you, Shayla. You ain't have a mic yet, Crystal, but thank you for having an ear, you know. You were granted access here for that, you know, the foolery and the fuckery that goes on the STS with Dub and the Brown Bear. Shout out to B Rub. For Dub and being on some wild ass shit. But you know. So you know, like I said, it's always family. Deuce Crew Productions in the house. You know what I'm saying? 2/3 of the ladies, they're gonna take over, they're gonna rock out.
Let us be women.
You know what I'm saying?
Them, not us. But it's no feminist shit this way.
Exactly.
Oh God.
We can do it. We can get into our feminine our feminine feelings or our feminine energy or so to speak.
Bro, I'm gonna let you know that.
But yeah, we're gonna wrap this up. We out of here. See y'all later. Peace.
Y'all so crazy.